Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A very common misconception which is found regarding Islam and women is the notion that women must be confined and they must not come before other people except their very near relatives. They can only meet these near relatives. Now, this conclusion is drawn on the basis of a verse in Surah Ahzab, and as I have clarified elsewhere, this surah has a very specific background and it addresses certain issues which were specific to the times of the Prophet. The miscreants of Medina and the hypocrites of Medina had launched a vicious campaign to malign the personal lives of the wives of the Prophet. And in order to curb these subversive tendencies and these subversive activities, the Quran actually gave certain directives so that these wives of the Prophet should abstain themselves from certain activities so that these miscreants are not given any opportunity to cast aspersions on their character. So first of all, the wives of the Prophet, they are told that they are not like ordinary women. And if they want to pursue the pleasures of life and the luxuries of life, they can dissociate themselves from the Prophet and pursue their lives as ordinary Muslim women. And if this is not the case, then once again, they should realize the fact that as wives of the Prophet, their actions and their deeds, they entail a tremendous responsibility. So therefore, if they do some deed, which is a positive deed, they shall be twice rewarded for that. And if some negative thing emanates from them, then their punishment shall also be twice. They are told that they are pure ladies, they are noble ladies. However, it is essential that they be cleansed in the eyes of the onlookers also. And they be cleansed from in the eyes of the hypocrites and other people who are wanting to damage their moral character. So therefore, they are given certain directives in this surah. And amongst these directives is the one which we're going to discuss today. However, before these directives were given in Surah Ahzab, certain other injunctions were also revealed. And Muslim women were told that they must not speak gently and affectionately with such miscreants. And so that they should realize, and such people should realize, that they will not succeed in their subversive activities in this matter. Similarly, Muslim women, the wives of the Prophet, were told that they should also confine themselves to their homes. They not only should they speak inaffectionately with strangers, they should confine themselves to their homes, and they must not go out in the ways and manners of the ladies of the age of ignorance who used to dress up, ornamenting themselves a lot. They should stay in their homes, and they should remember the Almighty and teach the message of Islam to people and to ladies who come to them. So these were the measures which were actually given to the wives of the Prophet, so that the subversive activities of the miscreants in Medina could be halted. Now, amongst these activities was also the fact that it was soon realized that the miscreants of Medina were not desisting from their subversive activities. So, even after all these measures, some further measures were given so that these activities could be subverted. Amongst these measures was the fact that they were told that they should not come before certain relatives, except for certain relatives, they should not show themselves to other relatives and to other Muslim ladies, and they should confine themselves. So it can be summarized, that these directives relate specifically to the wives of the Prophet, and they were given in order to curb certain subversive activities which the miscreants of Medina had launched in order to malign the moral character and in order to bring them into disrepute. I'll now read out these verses to you from Surah Ahzab, and the context will show that absolutely clear that these verses specifically address the wives of the Prophet, and they have absolutely no relation and they have no bearing to any directive which can be generalized and extended to other Muslim women. Now, these verses of Surah Ahzab read, "Believers, do not enter the houses of the Prophet for a meal without waiting for the proper time, unless you are given leave. But if you are invited, enter, and when you have eaten, disperse. Do not engage in familiar talk, for this would distress the Prophet, and he would feel shy to bid you go. But of the truth, God does not feel shy. If you ask his wives for anything, speak to them from behind a curtain. This is more pure for your hearts and their hearts. You must not speak ill of God's messenger, nor shall you ever wed his wives after him. This would surely be a grave offense in the sight of God. Whether you reveal or conceal them, God has knowledge of all things. Now, it shall be no offense for the Prophet's wives to come before their fathers, their sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women of acquaintance, or their slave girls, O women of the household of the Prophet, have fear of God. Surely God observes all things. So it is absolutely evident from this context that certain directives had been given to the wives of the Prophet in order to subvert, in order to put a halt to the malicious campaign which the miscreants of Medina had launched. Muslims were told that they must not come to the house of the Prophet unless they are called. And once they have had their meal there, once they have finished this, then they should disperse immediately because this would cause stress to the Prophet. Also, it was told to the wives of the Prophet that they are the mothers of the faithful. They are the mothers of the believers, and no one after the Prophet can marry them. So amongst these directives was also given the fact that they were told that they should confine themselves to their immediate relatives. However, as the verse I have read out just says, that there are certain exceptions to this, and the wives of the Prophet can show themselves and meet themselves with other Muslim women. For example, it says that they can come before their fathers, they can come before their sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, and the women of acquaintance. So this is an exception to the whole directive. So in a nutshell, we can say that this confinement relates specifically to the wives of the Prophet, and it was actually a measure which was adopted in those times to curb the malicious campaigns which the miscreants and the hypocrites of Medina had launched to besmear and bring the moral character of the lives of the wives of the Prophet into disrepute. They have no bearing absolutely with other Muslim women. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.